But scientists at the University of Delaware are experimenting with little worms to better understand how space travel affects astronauts. The millimeter-long worm is called C. elegans. The see-through invertebrate is often used in medical studies because its life is only about 2 weeks long. 70% of its DNA is the same as human DNA. Chandran Sabanaigam is a scientist with the University of Delaware. He built a microgravity simulator to test how C. elegans would perform in the actual zero gravity of space.
Imagine if you have a container of water and you put an object in it and it begins to settle to the bottom. But before it hits the bottom, you flip the container upside down, and now it has to fall back down to the bottom. Before it reaches it, you flip it again. Essentially, this instrument rotates, and the object never hits the bottom. So essentially, it's in free fall, similar to a satellite orbiting the Earth.
Scientists use a computer to watch the worms as they turn. The computer shows the worms as they would look under a microscope. Mr. Sabanaigam says the worms turn around and around in the simulator for about 1 week. After about a week, the scientists take out the worms. They look for changes in the worm's epigenome. The epigenome are chemical markers that tell the DNA in the cells how to perform. The epigenome can be changed by the environment. And those changes pass from one generation of worms to the next. Mr. Sabanaigam studies the epigenome as it relates to microgravity.
When the worms are in a liquid environment, that some epigenomic marks persist even when we take the animal out of the liquid environment and put him back onto the normal ground conditions. So its offspring retains this epigenomic memory of the parent's liquid environment, or microgravity environment.
The information the scientists have gathered suggests that the epigenomic marks appear during the early part of a worm's life. Mr. Sabanaigam says identifying epigenomic marks is important for human studies in the future. He says he thinks scientists can find genes in the human genome similar to those in the worms that responded to microgravity. He says scientists could possibly observe those genes closely when astronauts travel in space. Chandran Sabanaigam expects C. elegans to visit the International Space Station within 2 years. He says he hopes information gathered from the worm studies can be used to develop simple, low-cost, and quick tests to measure an astronaut's health. And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Thanks, Jonathan. Now on our daily The Making of a Nation program, we tell you about Theodore Roosevelt. He was the President of the United States during the early years of the 20th century. He was a forceful leader. His national policies led to social reforms and federal protection of nature.